Listeners, welcome to Mickey Talks, and I am going to talk today, so this last week has been a journey by itself, like every day is really, but it's nice to get these reminders and just solidify yourself back into yourself, your authentic self, your mission, your goals, your values, and just reconnect again. What the hell am I talking about? Okay, so earlier this week, or last Saturday, I had to find out that there's a possibility of a COVID transmission. So somebody came into contact with somebody who came into contact with somebody who came into contact with somebody with somebody, blah, 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 who had COVID, who was tested positive. So for safety's sake, and because my clients are my world, they are my everything, so I never want to put them at risk. So even though my heart felt that there's absolutely no risk, I definitely didn't contract anything, my mind and my body and my soul screamed at me and said no, be safe, rather be very certain. You might never get sick, but you might be a carrier. So just for in case, I did close down, and I was very upset about it. I was upset because I felt like I didn't know. I felt out of control. I felt it wasn't my choice. And also, of course, just be realistic. Business is difficult in these times. It's very restricted. We can only do so much. So I really didn't feel like I needed to put any more restrictions on business, but getting over my upsetness, getting over my anger and frustration, going through the processes that we go through, I can honestly say that within 2 or 3 days, I could see the good. I could say thank you. I could be grateful and appreciate the reason why it happened is irrelevant, but I could appreciate what it has provided me with and what it has given me the opportunity to do. So I am grateful now for having a couple of days off, a couple of days in quarantine. It is good and it's nice, even though I miss all of you, I miss my clients, I miss people, I miss teaching yoga. I've been getting up to tons of stuff, so it has been good. Getting back to gratitude though, coming into this gratefulness again and seeing the things that I can be thankful for has reminded me of Dr. John DeMartini. Love him. He has this saying that says, anything you can't be grateful for is holding you back. And I really agree with that. I have my own personal stories, personal experience, which I can tell you about at some point, maybe one day. Maybe I'll put it in my blog. Yes. So if you can't be grateful for anything or grateful for a specific thing, the worst thing, then it will hold you back. It will restrict your life. It will set limitations on where you can go, what you can do, and how far your growth can happen. So I want you to, and whether it's today or whether you listen to this podcast now and say, nah, I'm not ready today, but maybe another day, mark it as a favorite, leave it there until you are ready. But at some point, I want you to sit down, lie down, and think about the worst possible thing that ever happened to you, that thing that is still very sore and deep inside, the thing that you don't necessarily tell people first when you meet them, or you do tell them first because you are still hurting, the thing that upset you still, the thing that still creates emotion inside of you, the thing you almost just can't quite get over, like just the worst, think of the worst thing. And yes, bad, really bad things have happened to people. And we all say at some point, like, oh, but there's many other people less fortunate than I am. Or there's people that have got it worse, or there's people who are less lucky or less blessed. But take your own situation, just yours, and whether that horrible thing that happened was your first boyfriend kissing the girl next door and breaking your heart, or whether it was a family member that really disappointed you, whether it was a judgment somebody made, whether it was a molestation, a rape even, somebody you loved with your entire being was murdered or killed in an accident, drunk driving accident, whatever it is, you know, there's so many bad stuff that happens to us all the time. And you guys know what I say, the bad stuff is really actually the good stuff. We learn from the bad experiences, we learn from the hurts. We don't learn much from a great afternoon of perfect everything. We enjoy it, yes, but we learn from the bad. So I want you to take your worst, sit with it, and experience that emotion again. And yes, it's not going to be fun, but really experience it, feel it, because it's going to be the last time you're allowed to feel it. It's the last time you're going to want to feel it. Experience it and sit with that pain. Feel what you feel. Feel what you have felt all these years. It might have happened yesterday even. It might have happened 20 years ago. But I want you to feel it. Finish feeling it. And then as you are finishing to feel it, as you are just about done crying over it, you don't want to think about it anymore, I want you to look at the rest of your life. Everything that happened after that incident, after that experience, and see how that experience initiated, instigated certain processes or other experiences or other directions in your life. If that didn't happen, you wouldn't have had this or done that. If this didn't happen, you wouldn't have met so and so. If it didn't happen, that relationship would, you know, find the things that happened because of that, or that, you know, without that situation happening, the next thing wouldn't have happened. Find the great things that happened, or find all the consequences around that action, and then start giving thanks to all of those. Thank you that experience happened so that I can have the next thing. Thank you that moment in my life was like that, because that made me strong enough to deal with the next moment. It made me aware enough to stay out of X, Y, and Z. It may be, whatever it is, find that thing, find the beautiful things that came from it, and then start to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And even if you can just find one thank you today, and a week from now, go through the same process. A month from now, go through the same process. And keep doing it until you find more and more and more thank yous. There are endless things to be grateful for. Endless. Like, there is no end to how many things you can be grateful for. So you can add something and add something and keep adding something until you have so many thank yous that you can actually look at that bad experience, that situation, that horribly painful thing in your life, and thank it in itself. Thank the universe for letting that experience happen, for allowing you to go through it, for trusting you to be strong enough to go through it, for knowing that you need to go through that in order for the next things to happen. And if you can be grateful for the worst things, if you can be grateful for those, nothing is going to stop you. Nothing is going to hold you back in life. Nothing. In general, you know, just be thankful, be grateful for anything and everything. I think gratitude is the only attitude to have. With gratitude, you can go anywhere, everywhere, and nowhere, wherever you choose. The world is yours. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourselves. I appreciate every one of you, and I hope you appreciate yourselves the same. Till next time, guys. Take care of everything from your thoughts to your toes. Lots of love. Bye.